nice and warm in here, isn't it?
It is nice.
Yeah. And chilly Berlin.
Boom. And here we are outside. Sorry, mask off now. Here we are outside Zugpalast in Berlin. And what day is it today? I've lost now.
December 12th, 13th, 14th, something like that. Mid-December.
Mid-December. That's December of an unspecified date.
Yes.
And we've just seen Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And now we're recording. So there we are. So, hey everybody, welcome to a new format for No Spoiler Reviews, where we're going to be rolling the dice a little bit and giving you instant reviews from the films when we see them. Normally, as reviewers, we get the opportunity to see the films before release. So it's a bit of a gamble here, because what we're going to do is we're going to give you our first thoughts, and then we'll look back on our first thoughts and see if they actually stand up. So welcome back to the show, David.
Hello. Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here, all mic'd up and fresh from a screening.
And we've just been to see Spider-Man...
No Way Home.
No Way Home,
yeah,
indeed.
The third solo Spider-Man film from Marvel.
So was there a way home for Marvel on this one?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't know about you. I kind of enjoyed it. I thought it was there was a lot riding on it, because, as we said prior to the screening, it's not been the greatest year for Marvel. I quite enjoyed Eternals.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I had a lot of fun with Shang-Chi, but I haven't really thought about those films since. They kind of, yeah, they've been gone. So I don't know about you, but I didn't feel like a banner year for Marvel. I don't know, what do you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic.
Okay.
It gave me everything that I was looking for Christmas.
Okay, yeah, it does feel like a Christmas movie, and I think people will have fun with it. I mean, it's a tough one to talk about, really, because we're shackled by spoilers and stuff like that. Or are we? Three is the magic number, as De La Soul movingly warbled, and that song does appear in the end credits, and that's lovely, and a nice little wink.
I think we're safe on saying that.
Yes, I think it's kind of a No Time to Die thing of, it does warrant, you know, just maintaining the surprises and stuff like that. And they did do really well with keeping the surprises alive for No Time to Die. The thing is that for No Time to Die, there was only really the ending that you couldn't spoil. This is kind of the whole film, really, or at least the second half, is if you go into any kind of spoiler territory, my problem is, for me, the best part of the film is spoiler-tastic.
Well, let's set the film up for people who may have not seen the trailer. If we stay within the bounds of the trailer, we should be safe.
Yeah.
So, basically, Peter Parker has had his identity revealed as per the last movie, and he's having to deal with the consequences of that revelation.
Yeah.
And so life becomes awkward, life becomes difficult. He goes to his new best mate, Doctor Strange, and says, hey, could you alter reality so that never happened?
Yeah, pretty much. And they cast a spell, it all goes terribly wrong, as per the trailers.
And things happen.
Things happen. And also, as per the trailers, lots of bad guys from other films come around. We can say that is in the trailers.
So I think it's fair to say, since this is a multiverse, multi bad things happen.
Yes. And then we're kind of shackled by spoilers to essentially shut our traps.
I think we can talk about the tone of the movie, because I actually thought it was deliberately going for not necessarily Dark Knight or dark drama, but it was certainly more serious. The whole high school thing has really been put to bed.
Yeah, I kind of miss that. I liked that about Homecoming, the first Spider-Man film. I don't know about you, but I enjoyed that kind of John Hughes-esque kind of tone to that. And here it's been and gone. I don't mind it. I'll be honest, I don't think I was completely wowed by this film. I had a great time. I found it oddly moving. There are some great performances in there by people who shall not be named. And that was my highlight. And it will provoke, and I'll say this in my review, which I have to annoyingly write today, and it's going to be a hard one to write, it will provoke nerdgasms everywhere.
I had a nerdgasm.
You did, because you started clapping and shouting, you know, I don't know if you went fuck yeah, but you definitely had a yeah kind of moment in the cinema. And people did start clapping in a press screening, which is rare. So I think, it will work. And if, the cold-hearted press critics that we are, are shouting and clapping, then I'm sure that the audience will love it.
But I think this is a really important, really, really important movie for Marvel, because a lot was riding on this, because this is the signpost to not just one, but several movies.
Yeah, and I liked it, but I think this year for me, I don't know about you, has just signalled complete Marvel superhero fatigue. I'm kind of done. I like these films, they're perfectly well made. I will say a few of the action sequences in this were a bit messy. Like, there was one that happened in a condo, again, not much of a spoiler, where I just thought, this is not actually that well filmed. I was a little bit like, what's happening now? Why are you on this floor? How did you get out and back in? I don't know. I wasn't completely convinced by some of the action sequences. Mm. Perfectly fine. It's just I can't deny on a personal level that I'm kind of done. I like these films, but I'm not in any way excited like I was pre-Endgame.
I think for me, let's put it this way, there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of advance talk about what the film might be, what it might be bringing in terms of surprises, and it delivers.
It does deliver.
It delivers. I went into the film thinking that all the kind of stuff that had been rumoured and that we weren't going to get, I was really surprised by the amount of what we did get.
Yep.
And that was the thing that made me really, really happy, because I had already kind of set my mental bar low that all the things we've been promised, we're not going to get.
Yeah. No, and you are absolutely right that, they did deliver, and I think, fans are going to absolutely love it. Okay, so in the interest of considering these are, first thoughts, really fresh from the screening, right now, and I know how you feel about ratings and stuff like that, I think we're both on the same page, but if you were to kind of rate it out of 5, what would you give it? And see, and we'll be able to come back to this later on to see if we bolster our scores or,
I'm shading somewhere between 3.5 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that has got a lot to do with the performances.
Yep.
Because it's fair to say that a certain Mr. Defoe has a right royal time.
Yeah. He gets a William Defoe, comes back as the Green Goblin, again, spoiled by the trailers, and he gets the most fun.
Yeah. And also Mr. Molina, Alfred Molina, does a fantastic job.
Fine.
And I'm really pleased that they actually get some decent screen time to actually chow down into their characters.
Yeah.
It wasn't just kind of, hi, we're here and we're going for a scene, which is what I thought it was going to be.
No, totally. And also, because of, it's the third Spider-Man, so as per tradition, too many villains and kind of thing when you think of the Sam Raimi films. They pulled it off, yeah, totally. I was concerned about the fact that there would be too many villains, it would be too messy, and no, actually that part weirdly worked. I think Jamie Foxx was underserved, so were some of the others that we won't mention. But there we go. So yeah, so out of 5, you'd give it 3.5, 4-ish.
Yeah, okay. I think so, because I actually think this is a film I can sit down and watch a second time.
Okay.
And I'll get more from it. And again, I think Mr. Defoe was having such a wonderful time. You could see that he was really, really pleased to be back in that role.
Yeah.
Particularly when he turns into his sort of darker, more evil alter ego.
Mm.
And I thought, no, this is great. This is fantastic.
Yeah, whereas I'm glad I've seen it, but I'm not going to see it a second time. I'm again, and this is part of my whole I'm done kind of thing. I'm happy to see it once, but now I'm comfortably just cool, moving on.
So how do you think Tom Holland did?
I like him. I thought he had more to work with on this time round. He had a chance to kind of... get more emotional, let's put it that way.
It's kind of his third movie, but we kind of say also his fourth, if we kind of shade in Civil War as well.
Yeah, and fifth and sixth with Endgame and Infinity War. Yeah, I think this is probably his best, because he gets more to do. And great, which is why I think I'm with you. I'd give it a 3.5, a 4. No, I'd probably edge for 4 because it's what I gave Eternals. I thought Eternals was a royal mess, but I enjoyed it and I applauded its ambition. So this is comfortably a solid 4-star film, and people will love it, and I'm glad it's coming out around Christmas because it's the kind of film that will play well for Christmas audiences should cinemas still be open.
So do you think you'll change your mind in a few weeks' time?
Maybe. I mean, I think only idiots don't change their mind. So it's possible, and I'll see if it sits with me. But if it's like the other Marvels of late, it will be, yep, glad I saw it, but I'm not going to think about this anymore. So we'll see. I don't think this is going to be one that I kind of go home with and think about and stuff like that. I do applaud its ambition, and I like what it gave, but yeah, cool.
So on your own rating system?
On out of 5, like I said, 4. I think I'd give it a solid 4, great, but, you know, yeah. Well, that was really loquacious and like really kind of eloquent just to say that. A 4.
A 4, fair enough.
Cool,
excellent. And so what can we look forward to?
Well, we got Matrix coming up. I guess that's the big tentpole blockbuster, but, I mean, like, thinking of films coming out in Germany or elsewhere. I mean, we've got Lamb, which I really enjoyed. Parallel Mothers, the new Pedro Almodovar, that's kind of cool. I think it's that thing towards the end of the year, you're kind of rounding up. I mean, it's a bit unfair because you think about all the great films that you've seen that year. And, you know, it's a high benchmark. 2021 has been an absolutely stellar year for film. In part because of COVID and because of delays. And I think we've been treated to some of the best films out there, and some of those films have stuck with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's one thing, like, you know, really rattle them down for me, your top 5 films of the year, just off the top of your head.
Bloody hell.
I'm sorry, I know it's deeply unfair to ask, but I mean, like, just, you know, if you just had to kind of, you know, the ones that just immediately pop to mind.
Yeah, it's funny. It's sort of like, having been indoors so often or so long over the pandemic, it feels like I've seen more than I would normally.
Yep.
I don't know. See, I need to sit down and still watch Power of the Dog and stuff like that. So I know that whatever I say now could well very easily change in a matter of
weeks.
Well,
that's kind of the point of these recordings anyway. So, yeah, but I don't know. And anyone's like, you know, forget the top 5, just ones that spring to your mind.
I'd have to say June.
Okay, yeah.
Because for me, not necessarily the... I'm not going to give it first place or do any rankings, but it is one that immediately jumps to mind.
Yeah.
For the simple reason that it had a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
And I was amazed at how entertaining and how brilliantly condensed he managed to take this huge spiraling novel and turn it into something not only looked and sounded gorgeous but was really accessible.
Yeah.
And I think that people who are unfamiliar with the book could actually enter the cinema and get something from the film.
Yeah, quite comfortably, without having to like map out family trees or just to kind of, you know, keep up. I mean, for a book that impenetrable, is an impressive feat, no doubt.
This is it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What would be your worst film?
I've got this, actually. It's Music, that film by Sia. It's basically, you know, so Sia, the singer-songwriter who did her directorial debut, and she did this horrific, cack-handed, ill-informed film that was supposed to give a voice to the autism community, and essentially bundled everything. She cast a neurotypical protege who's been in her music videos as the lead character who is autist, and it was just awful. She claims to have done research, and pretty much every organization has, you know, come out and said this is all wrong, it's poorly acted, it's disastrous, and essentially just a massive excuse for her to peddle her new songs because she wrote the soundtrack. For me, I can't remember a time where I've come out of a film feeling that angry.
I don't know whether it's the, what is it? What's the name of the guy? It escapes me now.
Him, your man.
Yes, you know the one.
Him.
Not when he's being Rocky, when he's being the other bloke.
Oh, Rambo.
That's the one.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, the Rambo film was particularly hateful.
Yeah, Last Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah, but that, was that last year?
I can't remember.
I think it was last year, but it was terrible. And deeply, deeply racist.
No, I hated it.
Yeah. No, that was awful. I'm trying to think. Do you know what? I was having a conversation with Toma, who was in the screening with us, and her worst film of the year was Promising Young Woman.
What?
Yeah. And do you know what? I enjoyed it for what it was, but after hearing her arguments against it, I was just like, I see where you're coming from, actually. It's that it doesn't really have the strength of its convictions, that it teases all these very interesting kind of...
It's a strong first two acts, I'll grant you.
Yeah, and the third act is a bit naff. But, I don't know. It's, that one, it was interesting hearing somebody else's take on it that was very different to my own. But I could get on board with. I'm trying to think of, good films we've got. In a year that's given us, like, Corvadis Aida, Titan, those two Hamaguchi films, Drive My Car and Wheel of Fortune and Fantasy, those were absolutely spellbinding. I don't know, it's just so many good films. Dune, granted, was very good. It was just such a good year for cinema. There's one that I saw that was in Cannes, which I caught up with, called Hit the Road. Sweet Baby Jesus. Incredible. Comfortably, if it had been released in German cinemas this year, I would have put that as number one on my list. Genuinely, this lovely road movie that's both funny and touching and everything you could want. I had the best time in that film. I really hope that they give it some sort of distribution in Europe.
Sounds cool.
It was good. I'm trying now to think of like really atrocious ones, but
hold on, let me have a
Diana the Musical, which I did put myself through. That was almost glorious, because it's the kind of film that you love to hate watch. But that genuinely needs to be banished to some sort of seventh circle of hell.
Well, look, I'm going to dive inside my bag and see, pull out my phone, start it up, because whenever we go and see a screening, we always have to turn our phones off. Somebody phones us in the middle.
My God, mad. I mean, I'm glad of it, but I mean, at the same time, mad airport security when it comes to screenings. Like, because not only COVID tests and stuff like that, which is, perfectly normal or good, but, I mean, especially for these when you have to hand in your phone, hand in your bag and all of that, and they... I even got... Did you get searched by a security guard?
I did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
How was your fondle?
It was good.
I have to admit, he had a very gentle touch.
I thought he was very experienced.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Like, not too much groping. It was lovely. I nearly asked him out for dinner afterwards. I was just like... Senor, well, we've already got to first base. Second base. What are the bases?
Three bases.
Okay, what's first base? First base is kissing? I have no idea.
First base is kissing, okay. Second base is fondling, and okay. Third base is penetration.
Right, so we...
Answers on a postcard.
Right, so essentially...
It was all for a good cause.
It was, yes. The sanctity of... cinema and spoilers and all that thing.
So what I'm looking for is, I've just gone into my calendar
to your,
just to see that's going to offer me up, here we go,
some films
that I have seen recently. I'm not finding many. See, this is the thing. I'm not really finding. Well, Last Duel, not great.
Did you see House of Gucci?
I saw House of Gucci.
Yeah. What did you think?
It's marvellous, darling.
It is. Sweetie. Lovely film. Yeah. An ode to overacting. I loved it.
I thought it was opulent. I think it was Ridley Scott going back to his... I mean, you know, for a man who's formerly made his career just doing some of the most luxurious adverts known to man and woman, a good call to do a film of opulence and fashion.
Yeah. No, it was very good. I had a great time. She's going to hoover up all the awards as well. Just you wait.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Gunpowder milkshake.
What about it?
Probably pushing close to my most disappointing film of the year.
I saw it. I just didn't care. I enjoyed the one or two sequences. I just thought, meh.
It's a film that I really wanted to like, but in the end...
Great title, though. I'll say that for it. I really enjoyed the title.
Yep.
But yeah. Yeah. But hey-ho. What else? I'm still trying to think, like, you know, on list of films. You liked Spencer, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. I was a lot more lukewarm on that film than most, I think. I like the surreal flourishes that it does throughout. I just wish there'd been more of them and less of Anne Boleyn. It was Anne Boleyn, wasn't it?
It was Anne Boleyn.
Yeah. Yeah. Who ambles in.
Very good, no? Very good. Well, she doesn't amble out.
But she's... Yeah, no, I liked it. I just wasn't... And I hated the ending. Anyway.
Good.
Cool. Well, I better get to work.
Right.
So, hold on. Let me take these things out.
So.
Yeah. So, back to... On.
Middle. I'm just going to stop.